It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I've spent the past 2 weeks, no kidding, trying to figure out what the metaverse is. I've been reading, I've been watching YouTube, and I still don't get it. Facebook is spending billions on this, and now every company under the sun is announcing they're going to create a metaverse, even though they don't know what it is. This past couple of weeks, CEOs are tossing around words like dimensions and digital reality and vision. That's a big word, vision, hoping it'll get Wall Street excited. Yesterday, it was Disney's turn. CEO Bob Chapek said, yep, there's going to be a Disney metaverse. So what does that mean?
Well, my vision is to use Disney Plus as the platform for the metaverse. I think it really blends our physical beings with our digital beings and creates a three-dimensional canvas, if you will, for our creative storytellers to paint so that we can create experiences that otherwise have been defined as it's a park experience or it's a movie experience or it's a book experience. I think those all come together without boundaries, without borders, without constraints.
Bob, do you have to wear those 3D goggles?
Yes and no. It could be that.
He has no idea.
But I don't think that every one of those experiences is going to necessarily have to have a headset on. That is not our plan.
Yeah. Give me a call when 3D Luke Skywalker pops up in my living room and lightsabers better be glowing. Let me know when Peyton Manning is going to sit next to me on the couch for Monday Night Football. Sorry, I sound like a crotchety old guy, so let me leave it here. Give me a call or appear before me in three dimensions when you can explain what the metaverse is in clear, concise English. Till then, I will be in my usual zero dimensions, just a voice coming out of your radio speakers.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.